So good that we continue to spend time in the Acts of the Apostles, and it matches so beautifully with the Gospel of John that gives us the depth and the strength to understand our commission, which is that none other than helping Jesus to continue to bring his kingdom to this earth and making others aware of it. It's the one thing we were made to do. Not just let him save my soul, but bring as many along on that journey. Our takeaway from that's our job, from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel today, is there will be hardships. Many. Look at the irony of Paul. The one who was stoning the early Christians then becomes a Christian, and his former band of brothers, the Jews, are then stoning him. For a moment, he must have thought, what is going on here? They stoned him, and they thought, to the extent they thought he was dead. It's a good stoning, I imagine. But then come his brothers, they gather around him, and we don't get the details, but it sounds almost as if they healed him. They gather around him, and he pops up after being almost stoned to death. They gather themselves together, and then they head out to the next town and start preaching the kingdom. Those hardships did not stop him, and Jesus said, the ruler of the world is coming. Why? We have to ask Jesus when we get to heaven. Why we have to deal with the enemy every day. But the fact of the matter is, he's here. But the deeper fact of the matter is, he has no power over Jesus. Jesus has ultimate authority and ultimate power. So in the midst of these hardships, which are inevitable in kingdom building, we return to the fact that Jesus is all-powerful. The devil does not have power over him or us unless we allow him. And we acknowledge the hardships, but we do not focus on them. Instead, we do what the early apostles did. They gathered together, and they started talking about the good things that God was doing amongst them. I'm sure Paul mentioned the stoning, but he didn't fixate on the stoning and on the persecution. They were fixating on those that were entering the kingdom through their words, their actions, their kindness. So that's part of the playbook. Not be surprised when the enemy rears his ugly head and the hardships come. No surprise. No surprise. No surprise. Jesus told us. So we should not be surprised at the darkness in the world. He said it will be there. But he said, I will be the light because I have power over darkness. Then our job then is to go deep with Jesus, enter into his power, and to acknowledge the things that he is doing. There's our playbook. There will be hardships. Go deep with Jesus, who is one with the Father and has power over the prince of darkness, and gather together, support each other, and acknowledge the things that he is doing right now. Not the things that the prince of darkness is doing, because there are many and they're all over social media and the TV. The things that Jesus is doing in building his kingdom right now, that's what gives us strength. And we need to do that. It's our commission.